This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a ministry of the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Pastor Eric Mordyke speaking. Our scripture reading is Matthew 11, verses 25 through 27. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Now the last 2 weeks, we have been considering God's sovereignty in salvation. He ultimately hides or reveals salvation as he sees fit. Now we need to consider God himself more fully, and that is what verse 27 leads us to do. There is a saying that will be familiar to most of us. It is in good hands. Sometimes you've heard this saying in an advertisement or as the trademark of a company. In order to convince you to entrust your business or your concerns to them, they repeat the motto over and over again. It is in good hands. You can also say this about an illness that is threatening your life. Your spouse might say to you as you fret, don't worry. It is in good hands. He's a good doctor. She is a great specialist. Such reassuring words testify to the qualifications and therefore to the trustworthiness of the one you are speaking about. So how do you persuade the reluctant to entrust their lives to a doctor or specialist? You share the qualifications of the doctor. You can describe where and what they studied. You can point to the results of their treatments in the past. You can tell a personal story of what that doctor has done for you. You can even be the go-between by saying, let me introduce you to him. Our text now in this passage about coming to Christ is about the qualifications of Jesus Christ to save sinners. The point is this, to persuade you that Christ is precisely whom you need for salvation. You see, we are by nature hostile to God. We suspiciously think the worst of God. We think God is out to spoil our fun and make life difficult and take away our pleasures. This is a very old problem. Satan whispered to Adam and Eve in the garden, did God really say, you shall not eat from every tree in the garden? How could God deny you that? He is just trying to keep you from the best. This is doubly so when the sinner hears that God is completely sovereign, meaning God reveals or hides salvation from people according to what seems good to him. And while God needs to humble the pride of the sinner with his truth, he also needs to overcome our suspicions and show us that he is perfectly trustworthy. He does this by introducing us to Christ in this passage to draw you to say, salvation is in good hands. The persuasion of this passage is not just for the unbeliever. It is also given to persuade those who have begun to trust in Christ that he is worthy of your trust, of all your trust, because your salvation is in good hands. This is necessary because of the doubts and fears that can gnaw away at the comfort of a child of God, too. Therefore, no matter who you are, it is good for you to hear from our text the qualifications and trustworthiness of Jesus Christ. Jesus' qualifications are especially important because salvation is not just about knowing facts, but about knowing God. What is hidden or revealed is ultimately God himself in his beauty and goodness. Remember how verses 25 to 26 show us? Jesus' joyful thanksgiving over God's hiding and revealing salvation as he sees fit. This means God reveals salvation to the babes, those whom he makes teachable and humble, and hides it from the wise in their own eyes. In verse 27, Jesus turns and speaks to those who are listening and to us. Before giving the invitation in verse 28 to all who are weary and heavy laden to come to him, Jesus summarizes his qualifications. This means that his qualifications are the heart of the passage. They are the key truth that link God's sovereignty and salvation with the free proclamation and offer of the gospel to all who hear it. Now, why is this so important? Because of the abuse that the doctrine of God's sovereignty has been put to. John Calvin writes about these verses, "Many, as soon as they hear of election or God's sovereignty, begin to anxiously inquire how they may be assured of God's secret purposes, and so plunge themselves into a maze from which they will find no escape." End quote. Children, many of you have probably tried to figure out a maze on paper. When you draw a line to show the path through the maze, you have to find your way between the dead-end paths set up to confuse you. Some who hear of God's election or God's choice to salvation find themselves in such a large maze that they no longer know where to turn. Many become passive, coming to the conclusion that since God alone can save them, they can only wait and examine themselves endlessly to see if they notice any signs of the Holy Spirit working in their lives. Until they see such evidences, they feel like God has locked and barred the doorway to his promises and grace from them, and that they may not enter. Jesus in our text helps those who have gotten lost in the maze. For this very reason, right after a joyous, thankful prayer of praise to God for his sovereign choice of some to salvation and leaving others to their own proud, blind folly, Jesus speaks about himself. He draws our attention away from ourselves and from trying to figure out who is elect and who is not. Jesus presents himself as the one on whom the focus must be, especially after hearing God reveals or hides salvation as seems good to him. This focus on Christ means God's hiding or revealing salvation is hopeful rather than hopeless news. You do not know who God will reveal or hide salvation to, but you can know this. God reveals salvation through Christ. If you desire salvation, it is on Christ that your focus must be. Therefore, to call for faith in Christ and to preach about God hiding or revealing salvation belongs side by side. Today we will simply focus on the first part of verse 27. All things have been delivered unto me of or from my Father. What are these all things? Well, just remember to whom Jesus speaks in verse 25. He speaks to the Father as the Lord of heaven and earth. In saying that the Father has committed all things into his hands, Jesus is saying that heaven and earth, all the universe, is under his control. A specialist or doctor has a lot of knowledge, but little control. In fact, a good doctor will even tell you that there is more he does not know than that he actually knows. Jesus knows all things and has all things under his control. This means that every person in the universe is under his control. His enemies are on his leash. They cannot take one step further than he allows. They cannot do any more damage than he permits. Like Pharaoh and Herod, he makes them serve his own glory and his church, whether they want to or not. God says to Pharaoh in Romans 9, "For this purpose I raised you up, that I might show my glory in you." Wicked people like Hitler or Osama bin Laden are on Christ's leash. In saying, "All things have been given over to him," Jesus is saying that all God's providence is in his control. Every sorrow, every blessing, every moment flows to you through him. Life is in his hands. Death is in his hands. Your job loss or your job promotion, your sickness or your health, it is all from him and through him. That is fullness of glory. Whatever you are going through right now, Jesus Christ is ultimately the one who has brought it into your life. However, our text especially directs us to what Jesus Christ reveals about salvation. Verse 25 speaks especially of God's hiding or revealing salvation. This hiding or revealing is also in the hands of Jesus Christ. God has delivered it over to His control. Every spiritual blessing, therefore, comes to you through Him. Forgiveness of sin, hope of eternal life, strength to fight temptation, grace to carry the heavy load He puts on you, hope to keep on going. It all can only come to you through and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me use another example to try to put into words what these all things are. Jesus Christ is the hub of the universe. All the air freight that you FedEx goes through Memphis, Tennessee every night. Hundreds of planes come from all over to unload their cargo, get it sorted, and then are sent out early the next morning. The hub is the key to it all. All the hundreds of thousands of daily packages flow through it. As they travel down a bewildering maze of conveyors, a huge computer system keeps track of each package, and robotic arms reach out to direct it here or there when a crossroad in the conveyor is reached. Jesus Christ is the hub of the universe and of salvation. All the traffic of blessing and salvation goes through Him. Whatever spiritual blessing you need, you must get it through Him. God has delivered it all into His hands. There is no traffic in the universe of anything that does not flow through Him. Unlike the computer system down in Memphis, God makes no mistakes. He never gets overloaded. Nothing gets lost from Him. He is able to run it all. He can direct each life as though it were the only one occupying His attention. And He can do this for every living creature at the same time. Our first application in response to all His fullness simply has to be awed praise of Him. The one whom we must worship has these qualifications. Do you realize this about Him? Do you realize that every blessing of this past week came to you through Him, that everything you know about God, sin, grace, and eternal life flows through Him? What reason to be amazed and to praise Him? More so, what reason a believer has to praise God for such a Savior? The one in whose hands God has put your salvation is this mighty Lord Jesus Christ, who has all things in His hands. Therefore, your salvation is in good hands, well-qualified hands, the best hands possible. Since all things are in His hand, He says no one will snatch His sheep from His hand. What security Christ gives to His people. The fullness of Christ, who reveals Himself in saying all things have put into His hands, is not just a comfort to believers, but a warning and a terror to the indifferent, to the careless, to anyone satisfied with having salvation hidden from you. You may try to convince yourself in your heart of hearts that you are in control of your future, but that is not true. You may even try to persuade yourself that you just want to serve yourself a little longer before serving God. But that's a terrible position to be in, because you are trying to live your life without Christ as the hub. Just imagine trying to send an air package through the FedEx system, bypassing Memphis. It won't work. Neither will it work for you to bypass God's spiritual hub. If this application hits home to you, you need to make diligent work of repentance and faith. There is no other way to God and to life than through Jesus Christ, the hub. Come to Him.
If you would like a free printed copy of this message for yourself or a friend, write to Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada. The postal code is V2P6N6. That's V2P6N6. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, you can go to frcna.org. Again, frcna.org on the internet. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth radio broadcast.